Okay, what is the question? What are we talking about? You. What are we talking about?
The last messages in this book.
The last messages of the book, book six, which is, in a way, the most difficult part of this path. Because when we are talking about this path, which we explain it step by step by step, we mean what? We mean that it goes deeper and deeper and deeper to reach to the part that very logically is beyond the logic. Because logic is to have and to be. Here, what do we say here?
Not having, not being.
Means what? Both are illogical, aren't they? Not being? Even the stone, which has no intelligence at all, wants to be, and it is. Why shouldn't I want to be here forever? You see, it is simple and very difficult to understand. Each time, in every situation, thank you, I will try to explain it differently, because it's beyond the logic. You have to get it without understanding it. Is it impossible? No. Oh, I will show it to you. Do you understand the music of Mozart? Not really. But you enjoy it a lot. You get it that, yes, this is a fantastic music. How do you get it? There is beyond the logic. Because what are we talking about? Here, to be honest, we only talk about the knowledge, because that's what logically we could say it, which is not information. It's somehow something which we don't really know all the dimension of it. So we want to talk about not being and not having. Why? Exactly because they are the opposite of the knowledge and logic, right? They are the opposite. So in a way we say, think about the opposite. What is the opposite of wanting? The opposite is there. If there is no opposite, there is no this stuff. Everything has an opposite, the other side. So we are talking about the other side. Other side of what? Other side of you. You identify yourself like animal. We are looking to another part. The animal part was born from your daddy and mommy, right? But are you that? Or are you the education? this connection, talking, writing, these connections will give us something culturally. Means what? Means it's cultivated in you. You have to bring water to it if you want it to grow up. And the water is knowledge. You have to bring knowledge to this to change to the human being. If not, this is an animal. We are talking about that part of it. Okay? How? We started to explain the different things. First, book one was basic. So we talked about the basic. First part, what the problem is, which is your logic, your brain. Second part, what to do about it. You have to find a teacher, be ready for the pain of changing this stuff, killing some part of you, because there are part of you which are in you because of the necessity of all animals. But now you don't need them. A lot of those animal feelings, which is always us and them. We are talking in the state that there is no them. Who them? We're talking about all, everything together. Yes. This is the reality. This could kill me. Break it, make it a sort of... There are meanings in this stuff, not the existence of the stuff. That's what we want to talk about. So, he explained everything. Then, he said, go home. Why? Because this is an experience. This is not something that you learn step by step like knowledge. Go and practice it because you have to feel it. Because feeling is the entrance to this. Then they went, they practiced, they came for more. Then they said, okay, sit down, let me explain it to you. The explanation started. What the knowledge deeply means. Do you remember that? What was it? You have to go and study it again and again and again to see how he started to explain everything, step by step. The first thing that he brought up was really the basic of what we are talking about, civilization. City and the historical life which is before Rumi, agriculture. Remember? He started with that and explained and explained. Then book three, he said, you have to know everything. You have to study everything. You have to know the base of everything because you are living with everything. This is what it is. We include everything. Nothing is out of what we are talking about. You have to think like that. Change yourself. Then he started to explain what the beyond the logic really is. And arrived to last book, which he said, the beyond the logic, what that will change you is love. And love, love is not something you don't know, you understand. If you're in love, good luck, goodbye. We have nothing to say to you. You don't get it really. Why? Because you're not looking for it. The first condition of love is selflessness. You see? Where your problem is? Self to begin with, period. So he said, first, look at yourself. How is yourself? Four birdies. You love to show off, you love to have everything, you love to be here forever, and you don't like to die. Mm-hmm. He said, forget about all of this. And he explained it why. Because these are troubles for a human being. These are the best for the animal. Then he said, okay, let me explain this love to you. Somehow he tried his best to give you a feeling about someone named Ayaz. Sort of envy to know that it's like that. Right? Then we arrive to this book. He opened up, and you are at the opening actually. He opened up to explain the basics, really, for the last time. What was the basics? Do you remember? He started with a long opening stuff to talk about what? To talk about the bizarre stuff you're going to see. First of all, he said, you are busy to look at the colors. And I'm talking about colorlessness. Because colorlessness is the base of all the colors. Do you remember? Means what? Means that the colors are only a part of this existence. There are colorlessness, yes, and we could see them. You don't try. Have you ever tried to look through some of these new instruments with ultralight and infralight and so on? That's the first step which you could find in any, I don't know, pharmacy, hospital or something. We started to see. Means what? Means silly fellow. Learn your limitations. It's not what you could see and you could understand. There is more if you could expand. First, said, expand these various lights and colors. Believe in something which is beyond that. Somehow,